Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Gerard, G-E-R-A-R-D, Karasher, K-E-R-A-C-H-E-R. Gerard Karasher is a 32-year-old male who reports he injured his groin at work on 7/12/22, but at that time he was doing heavy lifting. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He understands his final diagnosis to be that of a, quote, pulled groin, period, end quote. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment, period. The paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Karasher alleges he was lifting a truck transmission on 7/12/22 and developed a hernia. Period, medical records show he was seen at Family First Urgent Care on 7/31/22. Period, physician assistant Reiser, R-E-I-S-E-R, learned he had left lower quadrant and left groin swelling and pain for the past 3 weeks. Period, he thinks he was lifting a heavy car transmission about 3 weeks ago when he felt the pain and pulling sensation in this area. Period, he continued to work, but the swelling and pain had continued. Period, it intermittently improves and sometimes worsens. Period, he's concerned that he has a possible hernia. Period, he denied a past history of hernia. Period, he did suffer from diabetes mellitus type 1 and had hand surgery in 2010. Period, after evaluation, he was diagnosed with intra-abdominal and pelvic swelling, comma, mass and lump. Period. He was referred for general surgery. Period. He had an ultrasound of the left groin on 8/18/22 that was read as unremarkable. Period. On 8/19/22, he had a limited abdominal ultrasound that showed no sonographic abnormality. Period. He followed up at Family First through 8/8/22. Period. At that time, he was pending the aforementioned ultrasounds. Period, he was rendered a diagnostic assessment of ventral hernia without obstruction or gangrene and was to avoid heavy lifting. Period, new paragraph on 8/22/20, Mr. Karasher was seen by Dr. DeSarno, D-E, capital S-A-R-N-O, with chief complaint of an inguinal hernia. Period, it was of sudden onset 1 month ago, following lifting while at work. Period. Upon examination, no hernias were evident. Period, his ultrasound report was not initially available when the patient came in for his appointment, and he did not bring in the films. Period, in the interim, the report of his ultrasound was set, and it showed no hernias. Period, the doctor suspect he had a groin strain which should heal with time and proper care. Period, no surgical management was needed. Period, the petitioner followed up on 9/12/22. Period, he brought in a recent CAT scan for review. Period, his symptoms had remained about the same. Period, upon exam, the abdomen was soft and non-tender with no hepatosplenomegaly, comma, hernias, comma, or palpable masses. Period. There was no hernia palpable in either the right or left inguinal areas. Period. He reviewed the CAT scan that did not show any hernias or other abnormalities. Period. He was advised to follow up with his primary care physician for symptom management. Period. Physical exam. Abdomen, normal. He indicated the location of his pain before was in the left inguinal area below the waistline, but it is now not tender to palpation. Period. I need to change that to above the waistline. And then groin is normal, lower extremities normal, hips and pelvis normal, lumbar normal. He was not asked to stand on his heels or his toes. Paired impressions on 7/12/22, Gerard Karasher experienced groin pain after lifting a heavy transmission with a coworker. Paired, he noticed some symptoms but continued to work for the next few weeks. Paired, he eventually presented for treatment at Family First Urgent Care on 7/31/22. Paired, he was sent for an ultrasound that did not show a hernia. Paired, he was initiated on symptomatic treatment. Paired, he then was seen by Dr. DeSarno, who could not identify the presence of a hernia. Paired, no surgery was performed. Paired, at this juncture, Mr. Karasher has been able to return to the workforce as a mechanic as of 10/1/22, but this was the same type of position he held with the insured and speaks with his retained functional abilities. Period. He elaborates that the transmission weighed 250 pounds. Period. He and a co-worker were lifting it when the co-worker let it go. Period. The weight pulled Mr. Karasher down. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the abdomen or groin. Period. End.